The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.
He wouldn't know those numbers.
Lindsay, what are the numbers?
It's the safe. The code to the safe. Otto kept money in it. Didn't trust banks. A lot of use in a house fire.
Why did Mason need money?
I don't know. I could just see it vanishing.
He said Otto told him.
What time did you say this video was taken?
12:44 p.m.
Yeah, that can't be right. I've told police everything I did that day so many times. I know exactly where I was.
Where were you?
I was with Otto, changing the combination to the safe. 18:15:22. That was the new code. The new one.
You're sure?
Yes. Oh, God. Home from the office at 12:15, lunch till just after 1:30, where Otto and I agreed to change the safe code, and then we did. Back to the office just after 1:00. I mean, we agreed. Why would he tell him?
I don't know.
I need to talk to Otto.
Linz, we don't know anything right now. Let's not... Your food's getting cold. Pop in the microwave. I'll go get Otto. We can chat in the warm.
No, I need to...
Linz.
Okay.
Back in a bit.
He said he wouldn't lie to me.
Strange behaviour from Mason the day of the fire, and a mystery about how he got his parents' safe code. I had my scoop. This is Up in Smoke, the strange case of missing teenager Mason Miller. I'm Kay McAllister. It's late, after midnight. I'm parked about halfway up the winding track to the old Miller home. I used to love this road, but it felt very eerie since the fire. According to Lindsay, Otto had been spending a lot of time at the ruins of the Miller home. He'd taken it all very hard. I can see my breath. This can't be good for Otto. I'm going to let a lot of tape run in this episode. I want you to experience this night as I did. I turned the last corner and come face to face with the sight of the fire. I'd been here a few times since it happened, but not at night. It's harrowing. My heart is pounding. I'm suddenly worried for Otto's safety being up here by himself. I see him, slumped against the cruel remains of his white picket fence, just like he was that first morning after the fire. My heart breaks. Otto.
Ah, hello, Kay.
I don't know what to say. I'd come up here with a plan to interview Otto about Mason's strange behaviour without Lindsay around. Try and get him to admit on tape he'd been helping Mason steal money from the Miller safe. Ask him why. But I freeze. He just looks so sad.
All right, Bab.
My wife sent you to fetch me.
And no. I didn't ask permission to record this either. I hug him. Even consider turning off the recorder.
Why'd you do this to yourself?
Thinking feels like a luxury these days.
I stare out at the ruin of the Miller home. It feels so small. I can't imagine how their huge house fit here amongst the trees. Lindsay didn't send me. I just came.
You know where to find me.
I brought you a hat.
Lavender. Just my colour. Bluebells are coming out early this year. Can you see? Better in the daytime. I think it would have been a lovely summer for my peonies. Yeah. One day when you're old and into gardening, you'll plant some peonies for me, won't you?
You and your peonies. I'd just kill them.
Patience. That's the trick. I wasn't a patient man when I was younger, just like you.
I'm a very impatient man. Can I ask you something?
Always care.
I was shown a video today by some kids. It's Mason acting strange.
Strange?
From the day of the fire. Repeating some numbers to himself. 18, 15, 22.
Is that right?
Your new safe code, right? Lindsay doesn't think Mason should have known it.
You told her already, did you?
Only about the numbers.
And there's a video of this?
Yeah. From almost the exact time you changed the combination. Around lunch? 12:44.
Who showed you? Some kids?
Mason's school friends.
Friends?
Otto, how could Mason have known those numbers at the same time you were changing the combination? Did you text Mason the new safe code?
Did I text?
Yeah.
Yes. Won't tell my wife, will you?
Well, there's not much other explanation than...
I texted in the safe code, yes. What's wrong with that?
Lindsay thought he was stealing money.
I was letting him take some, yes.
What for?
Oh, teenager stuff. I don't know every thought that boy had.
She said it was thousands, Otto.
Not thousands. He deserves a comfortable life.
She's worried.
She's been telling you all this, has she?
Why change the code? It's your money.
Just go along with Lynn's. Make her happy.
I just wonder if Mason was okay.
Are you going to report on this?
Well, at some point I'll have to tell the police and there's a public interest.
Please, rather you didn't. It won't fix anything. It was Lawrence, Kay. Lawrence, we know that. The police have said.
I'm so sorry, Otto. I need to find out where that money was going.
I think I'll go home now.
I have the car.
I'll walk.
Otto Miller was a gentle man, the sort of person who went out of his way to de-escalate tension, to bring fun. That was about as close to angry as I'd ever heard him be. But that was a weird reaction. The evasiveness, the strange secrecy around letting Mason have some pocket money. I felt it. I'm sure you did listening to that. He panicked, right? I went back to my car, my trousers and pants soggy from the charred earth. It doesn't take me long to catch up with Otto on the track. I slow down, but he waves me onwards. So, I drive home.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Otto knew Mason was taking money. I believe, Lindsay, that it was a large amount. Otto must have some idea what Mason was doing to not ask questions. Lawrence. Why did Lawrence Goddard need money? From my window, I catch Otto walking up the lane back to my house. But he doesn't turn into the drive. He keeps walking through the village. It's 2 a.m. Where is he going? Otto's holding a bright torch. He looks like a middle-aged, sick man, slowly hobbling around the village for a bit of peace. He does a full loop around Greenlock, me following in the shadows. He keeps walking. I'm hiding behind cars. Eventually, he turns back up my road, back up to my house. I feel silly following a man getting some air. He walks straight past the house again. The torch flicks off. Otto slips through some long grass and off into the woods. I hold back. With no light, I instantly lose him. I'm a terrible spy. The only thing I have on my side is what I know about Greenlock. Unless Otto is meeting somebody in the woods, there's only one place beyond them. I walk there all the time. The abandoned Stone Eckham Quarry.
What the hell is going on? Okay, here's the fence. Somebody's cut through.
The woods are more of a belt around the edge of the quarry. I can see that it drops into a bowl and steps, with a small path weaving down. There's just enough moonlight to spot a tiny figure descending. I've got a great view of the whole quarry from up here. I sit and watch Otto. Eventually, he gets to the bottom level. In the corner, he approaches a pile of abandoned mining equipment. He inspects it, slides behind it, and doesn't come back out. That's me falling over. You're welcome. My phone's died. Without a torch, this is treacherous. Eventually, I get down and over to the machinery pile. Rusty digging and removal equipment piled out of the way so nobody hurts themselves. But when I look closer, I realise it's blocking a supply tunnel. Most quarries have these to connect to underground train lines that bring in tools, take out debris. If Otto's here to meet someone, it's a very clever meeting place. I keep my hand against the left wall in the dark. Allegedly, this is how you solve hedge mazes. I can hear from the water droplets that this tunnel is pretty tall. It creates this horrible echo from every tiny sound. About 100 metres down, my fingers lose contact with the wall. There's some left turn here. I move ahead a little and I feel another corner. The tunnel continues past it. Same on the right. In Paris, there are catacombs under the city where people get lost and starve to death, alone in the dark. Nobody knows I'm here. I'm going to turn up the audio from the recorder so you can sort of hear what I heard. Sorry for this. That's speaking. From the left. I can't hear whose voice it is. I mentally map where I'm heading, but I've never been great with directions. Whoever it is, it's a heated argument. Up ahead, there's a very low light from around the corner. I can see shadows moving. This is it. It's Otto's voice. He sounds distressed. This is as close as I can get. I hear a voice respond. It's aggressive. They sound angry, but I can't place it. Hidden in the shadows, I take a breath and peek round. Down the end of the tunnel, there's an opening to a chamber. Otto sat down, looking up at somebody. It's Mason Miller. He looks healthy. He's in a school uniform. There's no kidnapper, no blackmailer, no angry drug dealer. Just a father and his boy. But that's not all. The stone walls, they're all papered. There's electricity powering a small lamp on the bedside table. Otto is sat on the bed. This isn't a decorated chamber. This is a space I recognise. This is Mason's bedroom. Supertramp posters on the wall, his clothes on the floor. That's Mason's viola leaning against the wardrobe. It's in police custody. How did it get here? Was Otto keeping his son down here the whole time? I can half hear them and read their lips a little. I'm going to recreate the argument for you from what I can remember on the tape. Mason is berating his dad. It becomes apparent that he's demanding Otto go to the police to own up for framing Lawrence Goddard. That says, I like Lawrence. Stop putting him through this. It was that, or admit it. It would ruin her life. Mason again. I shouldn't be here. How would this have worked? Otto starts to cry. Mason cries with him. Through his hands, those last two words. Losing control. And then he lifts his head up to his son. I'll read his lips. I needed to burn it. I needed you to die. Then you shouldn't have given her a child. It's at this moment Otto fights back. He stands up. Mason steps back, pleads with his dad to let him finish. And then, Mason vanishes. He vanishes. Not out of view. Gone. He shimmers, warps unnaturally, and then disappears. The pattern on the wallpaper bends. The bed flickers, disappears too. And Otto slumps on the ground. The bedroom decor, the posters, everything in the space shifts to bare stone walls. Then the room goes dark. Otto and I are alone together. After a second, I hear Otto sniff. Something begins to glow. The ground in front of him burns. Something forms inside the flames. A dark shape of a teenage boy staring down at his dad. Otto curls in fear, and then the fire goes out. A run. Thank you.
From Penny Four, this is Up in Smoke. Written and directed by Guy Larson and Cambria Bailey-Jones. Our editors were Gabriella Jones and Guy Larson. The studio producer was Gabriella Jones. Theme music by Tom Larson. Mixing and sound design by Dan Pugsley and Cassini Sound. Our script editors were Gabriella Jones, Peter Fellows and George Riley. Casting by Sydney Aldridge.
Kate McAllister was played by Mae Mack. Lindsay Miller was Tracy Wiles. Otto Miller was Andrew Cayley. And Mason Miller was Barley Page.
Music by Okaya, Stanley Gervich, Theatre of Delays, Jameson Nathan Jones and Den Hollander, courtesy of Artlist.
Special thanks to Joe Tyler, Ash Horn, Janet Jones and Tiffany Whitney Chan. You can follow Up in Smoke on Instagram. We're at upinsmoke.podcast. This was a Penny Four production.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.